This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, in your teaching, you have talked about parents contributing to the destruction of their own children through spiritual neglect. Now, I would guess that many are racked with guilt over what hasn't happened in the home. For those who recognize that failure, often the first question is, well, where do I start? What can I find to guide me? How would you answer that?
First, I want to encourage those parents that all of us feel inadequate at the front end and guilty at the back end, because we think we're doing our best. We think we've hit upon a way to do this or that. And 10 or 15 or 20 years into it, we read a book or we hear a talk or we look at another person and we realize, whoa, that's a good idea. And I never thought of that. And I never did that. And what if I had done that? And so no matter how good we are as parents, we wind up feeling inadequate and guilty at the end. And the key there for hope and pressing on and picking up and moving on is, number one, the cross of Christ and receiving the forgiveness for our inadequacies and our failures. And number two, and this is really, really important, God rescues children from the worst of homes, way worse than yours. And I know lots of grown adult Christians who are productive and happy and godly and solidly married who came out of terrible homes. And that should be really good news to us parents. Because if God can take somebody from a broken home, several divorces maybe, unbelievable abuses, all kinds of neglect, and you look at them at age 42, and they're productive, they're solid, they're believing, they're worshiping, you say, wow. So parenting isn't the bottom line. God is the bottom line. And the fact that He rescues people from terrible situations should encourage us not to create terrible situations, but to know that when we've done our best, that's all we can do, and God will forgive our shortfalls, and He can make up the difference in our kids' lives.
Let me push you one step farther here, though. I mean, are there specific books or types of things? Because someone's out there saying, I want to get started, but I just never can plan or think of, what do I do? Where do I start? What are some of the things that you did in your own home? Just give us some examples so that parents might be able to say, ah, I can do that.
I think the Bible is the main textbook on child rearing. And I'm not opposed to recommending books. I'm not going to name any right now, I think, because I'm so out of the loop that I probably wouldn't be able to name the ones that are best. I would encourage people to read the very best things that are being written and get good counsel from your pastor. But I am going to say, without any fear of contradiction, that the most important book to know to be a good parent is the Bible. Because I think the main role of mom and dad is to model Christ and to model God. Little children, a one-year-old child, two-year-old child, three-year-old child, don't know God yet in any kind of personal, theological way. They do know mom and dad. They know mom and dad intuitively, and they know mom and dad with their ears and their eyes and their touch. And mom and dad should be modeling the way God is already at age one, age two, age three. And so how do they do that if they don't know God, if they don't know the Bible? I always looked at my four sons and now my daughter and say, God is a God of justice and God is a God of mercy. I must mingle warm, sweet, tender mercies, and I must mingle justice and no nonsense and awe and wonder. The children should stand in awe of God and tremble at the prospect of hell, and the children should love being with God. And He's the most tender, kind, sweet, wonderful person to be around. And a dad, especially, but dad and mom, have to do that. There has to be enough lightning in their eyes and thunder in their voice when wrong and sin are committed that they stand in awe of mom and dad. And there has to be enough hugging and kissing and playing and enjoyment that they just love to be around mom and dad. And I didn't learn that from any book except the Bible. So my plea for parents is not to run off in panic to some other book, but also alongside other books, especially know their Bibles. And I think I would add, watch other people parent. I think you asked me, how did you go about it and how would you go about it? When I was a teenager, and especially when I met Noel, who was going to marry in 2.5 years, I watched like crazy what every other marriage looked like and whatever other every other parent looked like. So I learned a lot by saying, that's good, that's not good, that's good, that's not good. But I was making decisions on the basis of what I'd seen in the Bible and what I'd seen from my parents. So I think watching other families, talking to mature parents, knowing your Bible and the character of God, and then supplementing that with the best literature that's being written would be good.
John, I remember reading an old manual on church leadership and discipline where fathers were to be disciplined if the leaders of the church came in the home and found that he wasn't leading worship in the home. It could lead to excommunication. Was that taking things too far or not?
I think it depends on how abruptly and sensitively the issue is handled. I've walked through discipline issues with my own children at our church and with others, and I think the point of discipline is to win people to obedience. It's not to get rid of cantankerous people or negligent people. And so if the attitude is come in alongside the men of the church and help them and be patient and take enough time, if that's the mindset, then I think there may be a time when a man is so recalcitrant and so unwilling to do his fatherly responsibilities, there would be a more disciplinary engagement. So I would say, yes, that can be appropriate if it's preceded by and tempered by the right kind of helpfulness.
But in other words, this issue is that important.
I think it is that important. If a man says, I will not pray at home with my children, that's a serious disobedience.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself. And explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.